one of the reasons the Wise Appeal is so helpful in a parenting relationship or in a family dynamic is that it tells children what to do instead of focusing on what they should stop doing. Children need to have a plan for moving forward. And sometimes that plan is just be quiet and settle for a no answer and accept that, and that's okay. They need to deal with their disappointment and they need to move on. But there's sometimes when it may be appropriate for them to appeal, and knowing how to appeal in a wise way is a lesson they need to learn, and they'll use it all the time. They'll use it outside of the family, inside of the home. It's a great tool for moving beyond an obstacle that an authority is presenting.
As parents, we're continually looking for ways to equip our children for the future. The Wise Appeal is one of those tools that we can teach to our children when they're young, but they'll use for the rest of their lives. It's a way of responding when you're unhappy with what you're being told, whether it be a no answer or an instruction you'd rather not follow. You don't like the direction the parent is headed. As a child, what do you do about that? Sometimes you just follow anyway, but we also want to give children a second option where they can come back and talk to the parent about it, but they've got to know how to talk to the parent in a way that's honoring, respectful, acknowledges the parent's side. So this Wise Appeal does so much for the child who wants to move forward beyond the boundaries.
And it's also important to give children exact words that they can say in order to move forward. So being proactive is good, but it's better than just saying, come back and ask in a nice way. You're teaching children exactly what kind of words to say. And if they do this over and over again, they'll be prepared to relate to other authorities outside the home. It's just a significant tool.
I think one of the things that makes the Wise Appeal so effective and so helpful is it teaches children to think differently about their situation. They've got to be creative. Think outside the box. What can we do here to satisfy everyone? That creativity just develops a way of thinking for children, so they're no longer victims of problems, but they're looking for solutions. They're looking to solve problems. They're looking for creative alternatives. I just love to develop that side of the thinking in our children.
One of the things we're trying to do continually in a heart-based approach is transfer responsibility to the child. We do that in a number of ways. In the instruction process, we transfer responsibility to the child to return by giving us a report back. In the correction process, the child has to admit what they've done wrong. When it comes to honor, we're talking about a child initiating in the home. When it comes to the Wise Appeal, the child must determine a solution that will meet the problem or the challenge the parent's facing, and also satisfy the child's needs. So some kind of a cooperation or some kind of a collaboration or compromise is required. And children start thinking in terms now of something that might work, something that's going to work for the parent, something that's going to work for the child. That gets them not just thinking about themselves and complaining about the situation. They're moving forward in a positive direction.
And in order to do that, they have to understand the parent's position. Well, this is great for kids to understand why the parent is saying what they're saying, why they're saying no, or why they're saying you need to do it this way. Let's understand the parent side of things first before we can come up with an alternative that's going to satisfy everybody's needs. So it teaches children a whole lot about thinking about other people's needs, how to come up with win-win situations. This Wise Appeal is so helpful for any age child.
So several things make it work. First of all, the child starts the Wise Appeal by thinking about the authority. And having the words to say to describe that is not only beneficial, but the self-discipline required to think about someone else's concern is good training for a child. And another benefit of the Wise Appeal is that it forces a child to think of a way to satisfy that parent. And so the new solution that comes up is very helpful for that child because he's thinking outside of himself. So this Wise Appeal is a strategic tool.
And we're going to teach it to even young children. We may have to take it a step at a time, asking the child some questions. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know why I'm saying that? And then have them repeat that part of it. Okay, and what is it you're trying to tell me? Can you say that in a nice way? Have them answer the second part of the Wise Appeal. Okay, so what do you think you're going to do about that problem that I want this and you want that? And just coach the child through each step of the process. Even as a preschooler, they can learn the Wise Appeal.